Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Reminding me of yesterday. So stuck on bringing me down. Used to know by now that
7 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. You have at your service and on your side here on this program Molly Page, Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler, Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen, Stephen J.J. Wiseman coming up in a few minutes with his focus on the Supreme Court and the gay marriage discussion there, plus a warning or two on some of the scams associated with Nepal. Dr. Jack Stockwell later in the hour with a couple of different trending medical stories. However, right now, let's spend some time talking about what's going on in Baltimore. As you know, what you get listening to this program is not what you get everywhere else. That's why you listen to this program instead of whatever else is out there, because it gives you a different twist and spin, lots of different opinions and ideas. And when I hear voices like the gentleman you're about to hear, it gives me cause to think, all's right with the world.
There are some positives.
Things are okay.
When all these negative stories come around, there are some positives in all of these stories. When you look at the human side, like, for example, the people that are out organizing the cleanup of the city, and they're out sweeping sidewalks and debris right now. And the mother who saw her son on TV, and she went down there and she gave him a smackdown.
Good for her.
You know, good for her. You know. Yeah. And then there's this gentleman here who is a retired Army vet, from Vietnam vet, and he went out to try and tell these kids, go home, be with your families. He was on CNN yesterday.
And you sort of took it upon yourself to tell those young people to go away.
Yes.
And you're a little bit concerned about your own safety? I mean, there's a lot of bottles and rocks and things.
Look, here's number one. I did 30 years, okay? Came out of Massachusetts. I've seen more than all this. I've been through the virus already. This right here is not relevant. They need to have their butts at home. They need to be in their home units with their family studying and doing something with their life. Not out here protesting about something that's not really about nothing. They do not respect this young man's death. You know, now mama and daddy then lost a child. That could be them. So I'm very pissed.
So what's your name?
Valentine.
And your first name?
Robert.
Robert Valentine. And you're a Vietnam vet.
All right. So
and
you have to come
out here and stand up against these guys.
Yes.
Right. You know, a lot of people would think twice, wouldn't they?
I love my country. I love my charm city. And I'm an American. I'm not black, white, red, or green.
There you go.
I am American.
Are you concerned?
All right. That's the sound
what a
bite.
Good man.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. That's good. All right, so there is more. There were many more protesters. Well, not even calling them protesters. Maybe marchers, demonstrators.
Troublemakers.
No, I'm taking it away from. We've had enough of the troublemakers. There were many more people who were there yesterday, demonstrating in the street in a peaceful way, calling attention to the matters at hand that are a problem, and there are plenty of them, in Baltimore, in Washington, in New York, in Boston, in Miami, in Chicago, in Los Angeles, and you name the place, Dubuque, Decatur, El Paso, wherever. There are plenty of these problems, and we're getting to have an intelligent focus on them by many more people than you hear reported in the news. And so I was refreshingly alerted to this. Richie said, okay, you got to listen to the sound, because you don't hear much of that, especially from those boobs on CNN. So that's why I thought that was a good thing. Speaking of boobs, Bruce Jenner.
Oh, that was insensitive.
It was flawless. Flawless. The Russian judges give that a 10.
Beautiful.
Bruce Jenner and Wheaties boxes. How many people actually care? Why would you keep Wheaties boxes that have...
Because they were collector's items.
They were?
I have a Cal Ripken Wheaties box that I will save forever because one day it will be worth $1 zillion and I will retire and be a
rich man. Wheaties boxes, according to the story at DougSteffen.com, are on sale on eBay. If you're willing to shell out a couple of $100, you can buy one. Why would you do this? Listen, everybody's different. This goes back to 1976 when he won the decathlon. And God love Diane Sawyer. She pretty much opened the door with the interview that was on last week. And so now, whatever it takes to make a few bucks. Maybe this guy, I don't know him from Adam. I don't think we've ever had him on this program. I always thought I had great regard for him because of what he did in the Olympics. And I didn't know anything more about him until he popped up in the Kardashian story. And then I thought, and then, and you know, it kind of went, and at this point, $500 for a Wheaties box. Good luck to you.
Well, he's become the face of a movement now, so his his stock has gone up quite a bit. Now, I would probably sell those Wheaties boxes now because who knows how the rest of it's going to, who knows how history's going to see him.
All right. Our videos of the day are aimed at getting you to think, as is most of the material that we have at DougSteffen.com. There's a video today from YouTuber Ryan, who had taken his new drone to the beach to test it out. Everything was fine at first, and then the drone started to lose power, began to descend. Ryan was pretty far away at the time. The drone kept filming as it started to drop. Ryan began to run to try to catch the drone before it crashed into the ocean, and you'll see the results of that. This is the drone world, the new world of drones. Drones are here, there, and everywhere. Look up. Yesterday we were talking about what happens. You look up in the sky and you see a drone at your house. If I saw one flying over my house, I'd shoot it down. Richie said, with what?
You should
have a paint gun that I'll fill with manure.
Gun, maybe.
You should accept the drones.
I should.
You should own drones because they would be helpful for you. Yeah.
How would they be helpful for you?
Track the cows.
Well, not only tracking the cows. But would you ever love to get a helicopter and fly over your property to assess it?
I think I told the story of two different times that I did that. One was in a paraplane that was very fascinating. I flew this was down when I was working afternoons in Cincinnati a long time ago. That was fascinating. It was fun.
So it was helpful to see your
And then I was in a balloon. We had a hot air balloon. There were pictures around someplace of the cows. We started the hot air balloon out in the pasture and took off and went over Marlboro and three or four other communities.
So for $500, you could get a video of your property and the cows and the barns, the roof on the barn, the farm and all that stuff. On a regular basis, that would be helpful, wouldn't it?
Yeah, either that or you can go to a real estate guy who's trying to sell everything, and he'll do it for free.
And they'll use the drone, right?
Yeah, exactly. They're all using drones. That's what it is. It's the drone world.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
Jeff Weinstein started The Counter, a custom-made burger joint with three simple goals.
To earn a good income.
To serve customers great food at a good price.
To have a place to take his wife for dinner.
Customers flocked to his place. He started franchising. Now he's in over 35 locations, and that created a problem.
He struggled with work-life balance. Then he got a big idea. He used his strengths to custom build his life.
Now he flows like soda between his personal and professional worlds.
At home, he often gets ideas for work and vice versa. He pays attention to all the important people and priorities in his life all the time.
Use your strengths to build a life on your own terms. That's big success.
Find Big Success at BIGGSuccess.com.
The Movie Man 6 Second Review starts now.
It's fast, it's furious, it's totally bonkers, so buckle up because Furious 7 is a hell of a ride. I'm in!
6 Second Reviews are brought to you by Marvel's Avengers Age of Ultron, now playing in theaters.
Now, Cheap Psych Tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Did you catch your little kid playing doctor? Well, it's inevitable. Kids are going to play doctor. And actually, you should expect it. Here's the developmental science of it. Assuming your children are young, there's very little to worry about. If they're being playful and giggly, that's a good sign. It's a natural curiosity about bodies. And remember, at a young age, they neither can spell sexual harassment nor have a clue what it is. So, what's the cheap psychological trick? Well, use this playing doctor business to your advantage. When you catch catch them playing doctor, that's a great time to do some explaining about the human body. And don't forget to explain that private areas are called private for a reason. It's because they're private. And when they play doctor again, just calmly tell them to dress and then redirect them to some other game. You know, you can check out my book, Cheap Psychological Tricks for Parents, at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MYTV.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
She played in 5 Olympic Games, winning 4 gold medals for the U.S. women's basketball team. In 2000, Sports Illustrated named her the 22nd best female athlete of the century. So where is Teresa Edwards now? Teresa covered the 2008 Summer Olympics for NBC as a basketball analyst. She was the director of player personnel for the Tulsa Shock in 2011 when head coach Nolan Richardson resigned, forcing Teresa to take over as interim coach. That same year, she was inducted into the Naismith Basketball Hall of Fame.
I never knew I could be here, let alone dream of standing here, so I thank you very much tonight for this opportunity.
An honor well-deserved for Teresa Edwards. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
The Movie Man. 6-second review starts now.
It's fast! It's furious. It's totally bonkers. So buckle up because Furious 7 is a hell of a ride. I'm in.
6-second reviews are brought to you by Marvel's Avengers, Age of Ultron, now playing in theaters.
Stephen J.J. Wiseman joins us here on Good Day. Lawyer, college professor, and expert that we call upon when there are matters such as the Supreme Court taking on the gay marriage issue here. So in, I don't know, 60 seconds, 60 words or less, or however it is that you want to present this, I find it interesting that so much attention has been paid to this. What are the facts and what's at stake here, Steve?
Well, what is at stake is a civil right, and the civil right is for same-sex couples to be able to marry. It's recognized in, I think, I believe about 37 states right now. Yep. The Supreme Court has ducked the issue as long as it could, but now the Sixth Circuit actually was the first federal circuit court of appeals to allow a ban on same-sex marriage. So it's going to go up to the Supreme Court, and same-sex marriage is going to be recognized. The extent of it, whether it's going to be done that it's an inherent constitutional right, such as was done in 1967 with people of different races being able to marry, that I don't think will necessarily happen. I think they'll say that that it is recognized and all states must recognize the marriage. So even if you don't have it in your state, you're going to have to recognize it. And that, I think, is the next step.
Ah, all right. So 2.5 hours, that's a long time for a hearing at the Supreme Court, isn't it?
It is. They really are giving this a lot of time. First of all, you have to look at things. Last February, the court pretty much telegraphed the position that gay marriage is going to be allowed because an injunction was requested to stay the enforcement on a ban of gay marriage until the court case was heard. And the Supreme Court said, no, they won't stand, they wouldn't issue that injunction, which essentially means they are going to rule in favor in some way of gay marriage. But here they drafted another unusual thing. They drafted 2 separate questions, and this is what is going to be the center of the arguments. The first is whether the states have to allow same-sex marriage under constitutional reasons, and second, which I think is critical, whether states must recognize same-sex marriages from out of state. So what they did was they really set themselves up for a position where it's the next increment and not necessarily going to say that it is a constitutional right, but they are going to say that no state may refuse to recognize it, therefore couples can marry, move back to a state where same-sex marriage isn't allowed, and it would have to be recognized.
All right, quick second with your other hat on. You're the founder of Scamicide.com. Your latest book is Identity Theft Alert.
And Alert.
So we've got this business with Nepal, all kinds of charities all over the place. How do you know what to trust?
Oh, I'm so glad you brought that up, Doug. And on Scamicide.com today in our Scam of the Day, we're talking about that. And the thing is, we all want to help, but there are a lot of phony charities. You don't know what to trust. Go to CharityNavigator.org. Look it up. You'll find the charities that are legit, and those are the ones to which you can give your money.
All right, and check out Steve's website, Scamicide.com, dedicated to informing you about the dangers of all these scams. Stephen J.J. Wiseman with us here on Good Day at 21 after the hour.
Attention taxpayers. If you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a four-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your four-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Hi, music time. This is the portion of the hour where you hear various collective musical references that are hopefully tied together in some intelligent way for a conversation. Thus the stab at the Grateful Dead and their final shows. They're going to put them, this is something that was announced yesterday. The Grateful Dead, along with special guest Trey Anastasio. I don't know.
Anastasio, yeah.
Who's he?
He is from one of the other jam bands here. Hold on.
Oh, really?
I've seen him before.
He and the Dead are going to perform five times, or what's left of the Grateful Dead. Let's see here. Three Chicago dates. Fish from the group Fish.
He's a guitar playing singer from Fish.
Yeah. Okay, all right. That is perfect. That's a great fit. Santa Clara, Jennifer, and Chicago. Two dates in Santa Clara and three in Chicago. And then after they have put them all together, they're going to have they're going to do this two ways. They're going to do Paper a Few on, what would be the right kind of pay-per-view? Do they have some company that...
That's right, like an on-demand thing.
Right.
So on your cable...
So it would be on all the cable channels no matter what, right?
Right, usually, yes.
Yeah. Okay, so the Chicago shows are taking place on the 3rd, 4th, and 5th of July. Perfect time for that. You'll be able to watch them on TV and in theaters. And then the Santa Clara gigs are on June 27th and 28th. They'll be streamed online. The Dead will offer a pre-sale to purchase the webcast for all five nights at $79.95.
Wow.
And who's in on that?
They will make a ton of money.
Yeah, they will make a lot of money.
Yeah.
Yep, right. Yep. Let's see here. The host is going to be Steve Leisman from CNBC. Why?
No idea.
Bill Walton, the Basketball Hall of Famer.
They're not dead.
They might be deadheads, I'm guessing.
Yeah, obviously. Walton is.
Right?
Yeah.
Walton's a big deadhead.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Anybody here a deadhead?
No.
No.
Ooh. I've seen him a couple times.
Yeah, but that doesn't qualify you for being a deadhead.
I didn't know what the qualifications were.
Somebody who's probably high much of the time.
Yeah, no.
That's not Molly.
I'm hoping that's not. Worked too well.
That's not Molly. Yeah.
Hey, Jennifer.
Hey, Dougie.
Do you have an update on Suge Knight?
Still in jail.
Still in jail.
Is he now? This is the guy. For those of you who don't remember, intentionally killed, or at least that's the charge.
God. Well, he didn't intentionally kill. He just ran over his vehicle forward and then backward. I mean, you know,
killed one guy. I mean, killed him dead. And then
how do you kill him if they're not dead?
And went after the other.
He backed over him and then ran over him again. It is horrible.
That's pretty much the confirmation you need. Once you back up and then
and I don't think he did anything intentionally.
Yeah.
He was just mad.
I don't know, because he was threatening, according to the accounts, the guy that survived, he was threatening to kill him, and the guy actually thought that Suge Knight was going to pull a gun, and that's when he just threw his car into reverse and took them all out. But what I've heard is that the guy that survived is afraid to testify against him because he's afraid of what'll happen to him.
Really?
You don't need
Suge
to testify.
Suge Knight is super connected.
Really?
The video just shows everything. Who needs to testify?
There's a movie that's coming out. I've seen it in the trailers and the movies last 3 or 4 weeks. It's about one of the big rap groups, a la Suge, with bad people in it. And I'm trying to... Paul Giamatti is in it as a promoter of this group that came along.
Like someone that Suge Knight would...
Yeah, but this is a real story. So who would it be? Dr. Dre's in the movie, and Ice Cube.
It's probably about N.W.A.
Yes, it is. How'd you know?
Because I know. And I happen to know the guy who created N.W.A., who the movie's about.
Really?
Not remember his name for the life of me.
Is he a good guy, bad guy?
He's a good guy. He's been He actually is friendly with my dad, and he's been on CRN for a few times.
Really? Huh.
And he's a nice man. Now, did he do probably nice things? I don't know. He wrote a book, though. And it was all about Death Row Records.
Perfect.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall all between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Walland Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Walland Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall and Associates, 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
There's a guy named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why is this country spending more money on healthcare, by far, and ranking 50th in health and longevity worldwide? Doc believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attaining optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic pharmaceutical drugs that lead to side effects that require more expensive and toxic pharmaceutical drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies to our own destruction, no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our health and healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare, and I've joined forces with him to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit brightsidebend.com and listen to Doc Wallach's deadly recipe lectures. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join our Brightside Bend team. Go to brightsidebend.com. That's www.brightsidebend.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Connecting you to a world of people who have brains and information that is interesting and compelling. This is the Doug Stephan Good Day program. Molly Page, Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, Ken Kessler, the Duggar, and Dr. Jack Stockwell will join us with a cure for hemorrhoids in a few moments.
Something to wake up to?
Wow.
But also, to, when you get bit by a tick, bitten
yes.
by a tick.
Yes.
Do you, when do you check on whether you've got Lyme disease possible?
Get your hemorrhoids and your Lyme disease checked at right. the same time. All right, Molly has the story of this because of the Army doesn't want women in it. The services, the people who run it, they don't want women in it. They just don't. It's a boys' club. They don't want the women in it.
Too bad.
Well, the reality is, I find this the time that's spent on this. Imagine what you could do productively with your time instead of wasting it trying to keep women out of things like the Army's elite Ranger School. Mm-hmm. The question, will women be able to pass this test? 399 soldiers who started Ranger training this past week, 19 of them are women. First time this tough course has been open to women. How are they doing, Molly?
Well, of those, 78 men and 3 women failed the initial fitness test.
Mm-hmm. So that means there's 16 women still there.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, they're moving on. Now, this is the first ever, I think you mentioned, first ever Army Ranger School for women. It just opened on Monday. Ranger School opened to women on a one-time basis by the Army. This was following a directive from senior Pentagon officials to research how they can better integrate women into combat units.
Right, so put them in there and see what happens. What was that movie that Demi Moore was in?
Remember G.I. Jane? Yeah.
Is that this? Is that basically what...
It's a terrible movie. I hope not.
Are you talking about the movie itself or the story?
Yeah, the movie was just terrible.
Really? All right, well, that's sort of what came to mind when I look at some of the women, because they have to have the haircut, right? Everybody that goes through this has to have their... One of the things they got to do to go through this training school is to have the haircut off. So, all right. So, half the men don't make it. And there's no real track record for women. Wouldn't it be interesting if percentage-wise, I'm rooting for the women. I'd like to see more women get through this because I'm tired of the stereotypes, frankly, and this macho business. If we had less macho and more estrogen, perhaps there would be fewer wars and less trouble. Yes, it is, too. It is about macho.
It's about making sure that people don't die.
No, I'm not talking about this. I'm talking about wars and fighting and all that stuff.
Yeah.
The top of the story, Richard. Yeah, not there.
I'm really glad that women are doing well, but I'm also really glad that they're going through a program that is equitable to the men's program. I mean, you want them to do the same things that the men can do, so that they don't put anybody
at... If this guy's laying on the battlefield and his leg is shot up, she's got to be able to get him out of there just the same as anybody else would be.
Mm-hmm. Why wouldn't she? Why wouldn't she be able to do that?
And she may be able to. I mean, there's a lot of tough women out there that are tougher than men.
But she has to be able to prove that she can do it. And then if she can do it... Get her out there. Rock and roll. The more, the better.
All right. Comments, 888-302-3684, facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter, Good Day Show. Here's somebody who writes, in Utopia, men and women are equal. The truth is that men and women are not equal. We are physically and psychologically built differently. Instead of celebrating those differences, many want to pretend they don't exist.
Each gender is different.
There's no question about that.
But that doesn't mean...
There's such pressure to defeminize women. I mean, look at Hillary Clinton. She's a perfect example of this. What do we always see her wear?
Because you wear pantsuits, that means
she
you're
used to wear skirts, though. She said she doesn't like her legs. She doesn't like to show her legs. She doesn't like the
but
way
I think
they
it also is a statement that she can play with the men. I think there's an image to that. If she were out there wearing floral dresses like I wear every day, people probably would say, well, she can't go into Iran and negotiate with world leaders. She needs to, because there's this, there. And so I think as a culture, we still try to downplay masculinity on that, for that matter.
What did you say, Molly?
Oh, I said a man couldn't either. I mean, there's a professional way to dress, especially when you're a politician.
Didn't Margaret
Thatcher
always wear dresses, though? And she was tough.
Well, yeah, I mean, I don't know.
What a ridiculous conversation. What does what you wear have to do with whether you're tough or not?
Oh, so much. With how people perceive you, everything has to do with it.
Doug, you just changed your whole kind of look because somebody finally convinced you that people perceive you by the way you dress.
Yeah.
So give me that.
I'm not wearing skirts, though.
Well, it's the same thing,
though. Maybe you should try it.
Wearing skinny jeans for men is the same thing as wearing, you know.
All right. I'm not Doug Jenner, but thanks anyway, Richie.
Do you want to hear what the physical test requires?
I would love to hear that, Ma.
Okay.
Yes, please.
Let's get back to Ranger School.
Get back to Ranger School.
The physical fitness test for men and women requires each soldier to complete at least 49 push-ups, 59 sit-ups, a 5-mile run in under 40 minutes, and 6 chin-ups.
Mm-hmm. I can do three of those four things.
That doesn't seem like... The chin-ups seem hard, but 59 sit-ups, that doesn't seem that hard.
No, it's not, and neither are the push-ups. And
is it all bang, bang, bang,
so sit-ups, like
push-ups?
That's tough. You're doing like an 8 or 9 minute mile, right?
Mm-hmm. The Ranger School itself spans 62 days, has a graduation rate of only 50%. So half the guys don't make it through this.
Here's a comment. I am all for supporting women's rights, but it's beyond my comprehension as to why any woman would want to be an Army Ranger. But you've just said it, sir. It's beyond your comprehension.
Yeah.
You don't know why some people would be motivated to do this or not, one way or the other. What happens if a female Ranger gets pregnant? How long into her pregnancy should she be required to go into combat? How long after giving birth should she be expected to be combat ready? That's an interesting question.
Mm-hmm. The other argument is that guys will feel responsible for protecting a woman.
Mm-hmm.
Who knows?
All right. Anyway, food for thought. Yes?
Today on App Check, 8mm vintage camera, a $2 app which lets your video phone shoot grainy old-style black and white movies. Looks very cool, works every time. 8mm vintage camera, it's a hit.
The Movie Man 6 Second Review starts now.
It's fast, it's furious, it's totally bonkers, so buckle up because Furious 7 is a hell of a ride. I'm in.
6 Second Reviews are brought to you by Marvel's Avengers, Age of Ultron, now playing in theaters.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This first baseman spent 12 of his 14 major league seasons with the LA Dodgers. His 270 homers are the most by any Dodger since leaving Brooklyn.
That one is hit a mile. A majestic shot.
So where is Eric Karros now? Eric works on the pregame show for Dodgers Telecast and is a color commentator for Fox Sports national baseball coverage. He hosts a daily radio show in San Diego with fellow former outfielder Jeremy Burnett and is a featured voice in the video game MLB The Show. In 2011, Eric sat down with Brad Pitt to discuss the movie Moneyball.
Brad, did you have a favorite team growing up, or did you follow baseball at all?
Baseball, I didn't get along that well. I had no arm. I took a pop fly in center field at high noon right in the face.
Eric Karros, a star among stars. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
The Movie Man. 6 Second Review starts now.
Ex Machina is a smart, cool, stylish, great-looking movie. Hashtag sexy robot. The Mate.
6 Second Reviews are brought to you by Marvel's Avengers, Age of Ultron. Now playing in theaters.
Welcome to American Biker Minute. Hi, who's this?
My name's Grunge. Hey, I earned it. If there's grease or anything else to be found, I got it. Kind of like Big Ben and Charlie Brown. I'm a grease magnet.
Today, American Biker Minute.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with 2 free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Jeff Bryan for American Biker Minute. Hello, Mr. Grunge.
Yeah, my name's Grunge from Nebraska, unfortunately. I reside there. Don't claim it. I'm a grease magnet. I don't have to do anything to get it. It finds me. What more can you ask for, right? Hey, it's great.
What's your riding philosophy?
Usually just nice cruise and take the back roads, get off that super slab, and just enjoy life and stop and smell the exhaust fumes.
American
Biker Minute.
I'll do it. Your best in the open road on two wheels.
Now, Cheap Bike Tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. How about an easy way to make your lover think you're sensitive and committed? All it takes is a note, a card, or maybe a love letter. Here's the science and technique of it. First, nothing electronic, nothing printed or text. No notebook paper, must be handwritten and go with red ink. Rorschach of inkblot fame pointed out that red pulls emotions. Now the words. Researchers say that 80% of recipients want serious. Funny notes scream, I'm not committing. Also terms like my dearest and phrases like my heart's only half a heart without you. It's essential. And you must conclude with I love you.
I love it when you do that.
What's the cheap psychological trick? A handwritten statement of love speaks louder than words and lasts for decades. Check out my book, Cheap Psychological Tricks for Lovers, at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
All right. Every once in a while, we come upon something that is clever. The video of the day that started our week came from singer Todrick Hall, with help from his friend and singer Shoshana Bean. They performed medleys of songs from Disney movies in the style of an R&B 1990 song. Maybe Boys to Men could be referenced, early Mariah Carey. The movies they sing songs from include The Little Mermaid, Lion King, Beauty and the Beast. Stations are starting to play this, and the video has become a big hit. 2 million views on YouTube, on the web. So let's listen to this, see what we get out of it, all right?
They come flocking to my calls and crying, "Bell, little beast, can I help them?" Yes, I do.
Who likes this?
Things to tell her, but
cool.
How to make
yeah.
Her see.
Not bad.
Trying to recognize the songs they're singing.
My past impossible. She
can't get any clues.
He's holding back, he's hiding.
Of what it's
of who's singing or what is this? Is this a spoof, really? I didn't get that out.
Kind of a mashup. Where they're combining the Disney songs with the 90s R&B style.
Yeah.
This is the Elton John line.
Who does this appeal to? Obviously, a lot of people. There's a couple of million people who watched that already.
Oh, anybody who grew up with these Disney movies in the 90s.
Which would include...
It's you know what? The guy is...
Jennifer?
A musician. The guy is really good to be able to take these songs.
Yeah, and this requires...
It sounds really good.
Reimagine them as something that can actually be a successful pop song.
Yeah. It's an audience. You got to find an audience for this. But when you do, those people who know the music have respect for the work that they've done. I think that's a good summary. Yes, Jenny?
Absolutely. And it's the nostalgia thing, too, because the 90s are starting to be the nostalgia time period.
The 90s are the new 80s.
Right. That's right. So 80s.
Yeah. Dr. Jack Stockwell joins us with his unique perspective on the world of medicine. He's responsible for a podcast that more and more thousands of people actually are getting involved in, the Forbidden Doctor podcast. And if you go to ForbiddenDoctor.com, you will find a way for you to sign up. It's all about things that you ought to know about, but you won't know about if you're paying attention to mainstream news media. So your podcast focuses on a cure for hemorrhoids this week. And how might that work? Give us a little tea.
Well,
anyway,
there's an herb. There is an herb that was discovered in the 1600s when a Mr. Collins, who worked for King George, was here in America collecting botanical samples. And this whole story comes out this Friday in the podcast. And it's an herb you can use. We've used it in our office many, many times. And within 3-4 days, significant reduction of hemorrhoid problems, and continuing to use it over the next several weeks to several months, complete elimination of varicose veins.
Really?
It's all the same thing. It's all the same thing. And there's a nerve that just simply, it's not a medical term, but it gets the point across. It tightens up the venous system and helps to get rid of the distended, stretched out veins.
Good. All right. So that's interesting information. Sign up for the podcast at ForbiddenDoctor.com. Doesn't cost you a penny. Okay. Next up, the tick season is upon us, starting here. I don't have Charlotte to worry about anymore, but there are a lot of people I'll worry about.
My wife to worry about. She was bitten the other day.
Janet got it. This is the time when they have become active. One of the good things, Richie, though, is that you'll see fewer of them this year because of the very cold condition. I don't know how much freezing.
It only takes one to kill, Doug.
Huh? Well, it depends on whether it's from
Lyme disease is
drama.
No joke.
My wife pulled a tick off of her arm the other day.
If it's a big tick, you got nothing to worry about.
It was small, but it left a kind of, you know, a skin break when she pulled it off.
Well, sure.
What do we do? How do we follow up? And what do we look for?
Well, I assume you wiped it with alcohol thereafter.
Yes.
That would be the first immediate thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
There is another product by SP that I really like called chlorophyll compound, which is chlorophyll oil that you would apply to the wound that will trigger immediate healing. But this thing, most people who get bit by a tick are not going to get Lyme disease.
No.
And this thing is so way overblown because the symptoms associated with that, headache, stiff neck, light sound sensitivity, cognitive impairment, sleep disturbances, depression, arthritis, I mean, the list goes on and on. These are the same symptoms you find with artificial sweeteners. They're the same symptoms you find with vaccine reactions. They're the same symptoms you find with an upper cervical compression in the neck that I deal with in my clinic. Because over 80% of those who are diagnosed with Lyme disease, and they usually do it because of the recognition of the symptoms I just mentioned, don't even remember ever having a tick bite.
Mm-hmm.
Don't remember a rash. Don't remember that little hard spot surrounded by some redness or swelling on the skin, lower parts of the extremities, something like that. So I think, in my opinion, most of these things are not Lyme disease at all. But when you have Lyme disease, then you can be prescribed drugs.
Yep.
If you have some of these other problems I just mentioned, usually over-the-counter remedies.
How long does it take for a tick bite to turn into anything?
Quickly. Well, it can overnight.
Lyme, yeah. All right, let's get to the root of this. There are various types of ticks. So that we don't scare people, if you have a tick that's big enough for you to pull off that's not going to bother you. It's going to be messy. It'll it dug into your skin, and it'll leave sort of a wound there. But then you're not going to get Lyme disease from that. The ticks that cause Lyme disease are eensy, beensy, little teeny specks that are on deer. They call them deer ticks, and they will create, it will be a perfect circle of red, perfect circle of red around where the bite takes place. Unless you show the symptoms that that Doc is talking about, there's no need to go to the doctor, and there's no need to worry. Ticks are everywhere, in the woods, on the grass, on your lawn, trees. They're everywhere.
And most of them do not carry that virus.
They're annoying. They don't carry their bad. They're a pain in the neck and very uncomfortable. I got one on my back last year, and I couldn't get at it. I couldn't reach it to get it off my back.
Ugh.
51 after.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
We're going 0900 at J-Gate.
Whoa.
What do you think, Buzzy Boy? Are you be enough?
I might be. It all depends on what 0900 means.
Little darling, it's been a long good morning.
What?
The talking thing.
Oh, same way you did, I guess. Mama, Dada, honey, you pick it up.
You know, one of the things about these movies that are animated, the Sheryl Crow song from the movie B-Movie, Here Comes the Sun. This was a big movie during this week in 2007. One of the things that comes to mind, if you listen to the dialogue, Chuck Curry, our movie man, see if you agree with this, the dialogue when the actors are actually reading it and they don't have to learn their lines, do you think it sounds like that? Richie, play another clip from that movie.
TiVo. You can just freeze live TV? That's insane.
What, you don't have anything like that?
We have HIVO, but it's a disease. It's a horrible, horrible disease.
So, that's something that is done, just so you get a behind the scenes to this. Normally, when you see in a movie or a television show, actors in their lines, they've been over them, they've learned them, they spend hours learning the lines, and they become a part of them, especially when they do sometimes, unless it's a Clint Eastwood movie, 10, 12, 14 takes on the same scene. So given that, the dialogue becomes more a part of them, whereas if they're looking at a script standing in front of a microphone, they might do this, for example, this movie, I'll bet you they did all of the audio in a week, and then they put the voices to them, and it just doesn't sound real to me. Is that, am I going into this too in-depth, Chuck, or does it sound real to you when you hear? I don't feel like Seinfeld's really into what he's telling us through this character.
Yeah, you might be right with Seinfeld. I've never been a big Jerry Seinfeld fan.
I think it's Seinfeld actually does.
You think it
more
is?
Than anything. Yeah,
okay.
You do bring up an interesting point. There are directors. I think you're a little off on Eastwood. Eastwood actually is more, at least this stage of his career, when he directs. Sometimes they do one take. He goes, okay, move on. But I'll give you the extreme. When Stanley Kubrick was filming The Shining, he was having those actors like Nicholson and Shelley Duvall read their lines and takes 100 times a piece.
Yeah.
It's driving them mad. But so it's different variations of style and what is a take.
For example, Doug, one of the greatest movies for me, animated movies, was Cars.
Uh-huh.
And here's Paul Newman in it. As the judge guy.
Hey, was that floating like a Cadillac, or was that stinging like a Beamer? I'm confused.
And it's just, there's a lot of animation.
I don't want to make it general, but I just wondered out loud whether that was the case. All right, Chugger has movie news for us in a moment here on Good Day.
Now, Cheap Psych Tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. How about an easy way to make your lover think you're sensitive and committed? All it takes is a note, a card, or maybe a love letter. Here's the science and technique of it. First, nothing electronic, nothing printed or text, no notebook paper, must be handwritten and go with red ink. Rorschach of inkblot fame pointed out that red pulls emotions. Now the words. Researchers say that 80% of recipients want serious. Funny notes scream, I'm not committing. Also terms like my dearest and phrases like my heart's only half a heart without you. It's essential. And you must conclude with I love you.
I love it when you do that.
What's the cheap psychological trick? A handwritten statement of love speaks louder than words and lasts for decades. Check out my book, Cheap Psychological Tricks for Lovers, at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
All right, so, Chucker, what do you have to report today?
Interesting story here, Doug. Things are moving forward on a big screen version of the 70s TV hit show with a $6 million man, as the studio currently has a script actively in development. Mark Wahlberg will star in the lead major's role, and Peter Berg, who directed Wahlberg in Lone Survivor, will helm the project. It's amazing. We've spoken about this many times. Mark Wahlberg is a major force in the business, and he gets a lot of plum roles and makes a ton of money. He has Ted 2 coming out this summer.
Don't you think that's the case with people like The Rock, the people that are working all the time, Samuel L. Jackson, Bradley Cooper?
I think when you find a niche and you have good connections, like
Jennifer
does,
what's
a great career.
Jennifer
Aniston?
No.
Great.
Well, her too, yeah. Jennifer, what's the girl's name from
Lawrence?
Right, yeah, yeah.
Horn.
She's a star and we know it. Yeah. All right, Chucker.
Thank you.
Good job. Give us something to think about, and that's what we're all about here on the Good Day program. 59 after the hour.
America Weekend is a production of Stefan Multimedia and Envision Networks. America Weekend is written by Ken Kessler and produced at Bob K Sound and Recording.
America.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturing manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.